2 weeks since ex-tropical cyclone Alfred hit Brisbane, the suburbs impacted the worst by trees have been identified. According to Brisbane City Council data, workers had to deal with nearly 1,000 call-outs, including fallen fronds, leaf litter, branches and whole trees. Carindale copped at the worst with 28 call-outs, followed by The Gap, Brackenridge, Castledine and Zealmere. Many residents are calling on the council to reconsider what trees to plant around dense residential areas. In national news, Labor is attempting to pass legislation that would guarantee the continuation of salmon farming in Tasmania, a decision that the coalition supports. Although Labor has previously promised to strengthen Australia's environmental laws, the proposed laws would scale back the right of the public and environmental groups to review prior Commonwealth environmental decisions. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the decision would provide certainty to Tasmanian salmon workers, saying the government would not apologise for supporting jobs. The 2012 Labor government had previously allowed the expansion of salmon farming in Macquarie Harbour, but falling numbers of a rare stingray-like fish species native to the harbour led to reconsideration requests by environmental groups.
The Metropolitan Mine operator Peabody Energy has been found guilty of multiple pollution events that occurred in 2022. Peabody is responsible for allowing contaminated water to flow into the Camp Gully Creek and the Hacking River. The mining operator company pled guilty in 2024 to two separate incidents and is being charged over $500,000 in fines, which includes $150,000 dedicated to National Parks and Wildlife Service to monitor water quality. In international news, Greenland's Prime Minister has criticised an upcoming trip by US officials to the Danish territory, calling the visit a provocation. President Trump has previously expressed his desire to annex the island, leading to tensions between the two nations. The trip will be led by Usha Vance, wife of the Vice President, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, and White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, from our Signal story last hour. Greenland's Prime Minister Mute Egidi said that although they had previously enjoyed working closely with the US, a friend and ally, that relationship was over. He said that the caretaker government wouldn't meet with the delegation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy, which is expected to clear up later in the day. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing.